Welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
And this is my new best friend right over here, the air conditioner.
Yeah. Don't pull that out now. I had to taper down. I brought it downstairs for...
That's not the first time you've said that.
Hey-o.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, the helm gets kind of hot during this little heat wave, so I had a little portable upstairs, and I brought it down, and trying to keep the helm a little... A little cooler.
For the folks.
Yeah.
Well, it's a whole lot cooler with our pal Mike Kirkendall.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Big time cooler. And then Peanut Gallery's looking pretty good today, too.
Yeah
it's a good looking bunch.
Very.
Gina's just joined us right on time here,
look at
too.
These three up front.
Awesome. We're doing all right.
Episode 53, correct?
That is right.
What do you got, Phil?
Nothing.
Nothing. He did. I didn't prep for it. He says.
No, it's a rest in peace to Kenny Stabler.
Oh yeah, episode. It is a little bit. Snake. I was a huge fan as a child. One of my favorite gunslingers, the Lefty.
Yep.
He was one of the ones.
Why is he not in the Hall of Fame? Someone tell me this.
Kenny Stabler's not in the Hall of Fame. I think
he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Is he really not in the Hall of Fame?
I read it tonight. It was as I was reading about the death. They said he's not in the Hall of Fame.
That's an error.
Yeah, and it was something because one of the things they were talking about was one of the quickest to 100 wins in 150 games.
Yeah. Badass.
Yeah.
I mean, and he got it done.
Yeah,
that's back.
Got a ring on his finger.
That's back when they could kill quarterbacks too.
Oh. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Played for the Bear at Alabama.
Yep.
It's great, great gunslinger indeed.
Yeah.
He was a greasy one. He would find a way, that one.
So summer's upon us, and we're about to go into full wave of shows and festivals.
Have you seen any good shows the last couple of weeks? Anybody?
Hmm.
Hey, I should say I want to thank our friends... Bad Assets for a fantastic show last time, and I got to see their show at Deer Lodge two nights later, and God, it was a lot of fun.
Nate's response to the picture of the Facebook post for the episode was awesome. He's like, if I listen to this, am I going to be hungover? Because I sure was hungover when I watched them play.
Cold duck hungover.
Yeah, they had a great CD release at Kenton Club.
And I was hurting a little bit the next day, too.
I didn't realize until I saw the photo either that my flamingo's been down his pants.
Those guys are a blast. Really fun to meet, and what a great record.
I
had a great time spending that the last couple of weeks in the car.
Go get it.
Saw Barna's CD release show, which was great. It was great. It was really fantastic.
Did Denver play that?
Yeah, Denver played the middle set. That guy, Keely Goodwin, who they had mentioned, he was brilliant.
Okay.
And I guess he hadn't played out in like 4 years or something like that. And he was he had the place just spellbound for a set. And Berger went up. So Berger played in like all three acts that night.
Nice, because he can.
Yeah, and Barna had a full band, which was really cool. It was like, it was great friends. It was Louie on bass and Tiny... on steel, and so lots of our friends from here in Portland, Oregon.
Excellent. Very nice.
Great show. Really, really happy for Barna. He deserved it. Now he's down like in San Francisco doing some great stuff.
Good for him. Yeah.
Killer. Great shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else do we see? Anything?
I
saw Mike's show the other night. Mike Kirkendall, who's our guest tonight.
He's killing it on the Mondays.
He's got a new record to promote. We'll be interviewing him a little later, but he had Anna Tivel in the other day, and they were great at Landmark.
I got pinged all day. Kirkendall.
Yeah.
Who's going?
Yeah.
James Lowe's back in town.
Yeah, wow.
Right, and he's doing a whole string of shows up till the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go see him while he's in town because that's always fantastic.
That's when Morgan will be picking up the baton after Pickathon. He's in playing with Freakwater, but then sticking around to do
CD release.
CD release here, yeah.
Yes.
So we've got a lot of, once the festivals out here start, all our buddies descend upon Oregon, and we all party down. And then, of course, next weekend, we're down at the Wildwood Festival.
Yeah, next time you hear from us, it'll be post-Wildwood.
Post-Wildwood.
Well, this is out on Monday, and we're all going down. Well, I'm trying to get down there on Thursday.
Thursday.
And did you see the shows that are here in town Thursday night when we're all going down to Wildwood?
Oh, yeah, it's like pretty epic.
Yeah, so Matt Woods is playing with Mike D.
Yeah.
Banditos is playing Duff's Garage, and Aaron Lee Tasjan is playing with Ray
at Mississippi Studios, right?
No, this is
with who? Ray?
He's playing with Ray and how come I can't remember his name? Anyways, Pat from Pat the producer, dude. Why am I
okay?
Anyways.
Yeah. This is an awesome podcast. Yeah.
Pat Kearns, I'm sorry.
Pat Kearns, oh, okay, there we go.
Aaron Letash and Pat Kearns and Ray Vietti at White Eagle.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
It's the night of when we should be in here recording all three of them or something. Jeez. I don't know. But we're going to...
You guys will be at the Wood. I won't be there till the following morning.
If you are in town this coming Thursday, you have a lot to choose from. Yeah, yeah. Great shows in very classic Portland. But yeah, we will see you down there on Friday. We'll all be setting up camp and getting ready for a great weekend. I can't wait to hang with Matt Woods, one of my favorite people. And he'll be in town with Adam Lee, so that'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Brought Adam Lee along with
him. Yeah, the bass and treble. It's going to be good.
It's not going to suck.
Nope. But it's such a great lineup too this year. So much fun.
So we should probably play a couple songs, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. What are we up to? What do you got going?
I picked this first one, I think.
Just now?
I think you might have been a little light in the pickings this week.
I made it from Milwaukee to here in 16 minutes, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is impressive. No Blazer game tonight.
Oh, yeah. There's no traffic tonight.
Right on.
And I have a feeling next year when the Blazers are playing, I'll be able to make it that fast anyway.
Oh,
I did it, Leo.
Bing. That's bad.
Somebody watch out for San Antonio this
year.
For
their starting five.
Holy crap.
Living somewhere else.
Yes, indeed.
Wow, this music podcast has gone sports.
It has.
Aaron Lee Tazjan, American Tan. And then, super exciting, Philly, thanks for picking my song, Something More Than Free, the new single release from the new Jason Isbell tune.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I picked up some tickets to go to that show, and now my wife and her sister are going, and I'm not.
Oh.
But her sister's in from Chicago. I was like, here.
Very nice.
I did the good husband deed, but she has to come home with vinyl.
She's not listening.
Vinyl, and maybe a little... Something.
See, Anne Marie knows.
Yeah. And if she had headphones on, she'd be like, ew. Yeah,
right. Awesome.
That's touching that sweaty bastard.
And then Ode to Whiskey, Deception Pass, and then boom, we're going to come back, Mike Kirkendall.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right.
Let's do it.
Enjoy.
In the world, son, white people might be the biggest one. It ain't a race thing, I don't believe in that. But you gotta dig deep to get where I'm at. You got so many guns, you could start a war. I thought that's what you had Jesus for. Let's put a gun in every school. You said that. Let's put the teachers in the gun stores. I said that. Got an American tan. Got an American tan. I'm famous for nothing. I'm rolling in dough. Reality ain't nothing but a TV show, yeah. Oh, sometimes I like to steal the Hollywood sign, take all the letters and spell out some other shit. Wouldn't it be cool if you could spell something like too rich to die, but just change every letter into a dollar sign. The more truth you tell, the more expensive a word. The next voice of a generation's gonna need the money to get heard. But that easy money done gone from easy to tough. Cause there's way too much of that shit, and somehow it's still never enough. Got an American tan. Got an American tan. I'm famous for nothing. I'm rolling in dough. Reality ain't nothing but a TV show, yeah. All right.
make a deal with you right now. It's a real game changer. Are you ready? Let's roll one and put on the stones. Fuck it. Up something beautiful, we'll have to build again. When I get home from work, I'll wrestle off my clothes and leave them right inside the front door, 'cause nobody's home to know. You see, a hammer finds a nail, and a freight train needs a rails, and I'm doing what I'm on this earth.
It's been 3 whole days since I've had a drink. The liquor store's been bare before, but it's never been this bleak. I've been having dreams of finding work, getting a steady job. Bad dreams that are usually cured by whiskey on the rocks.
All right.
Yeah.
Whoa. We're back. That was back. Deception Past from Seattle. Cool band. They'll be at Landmark, I think. Is it next Saturday night?
That was their Ode to Whiskey band.
The 18th, yes, yeah. Next Saturday night.
Wow. That'll be a fun band to see down there, unfortunately.
Well, this Saturday night, technically.
Oh, it's this Saturday night?
Yeah,
yeah, this coming Saturday night. There you go.
Yes, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
It's Monday right now, everybody.
Copy that.
Roger.
Yeah, awesome. So look for them. And we heard the new song from Jason Isbell, the title cut from his fantastic new record that will be played everywhere.
Including here a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And on the way down to Wildwood.
Yes.
And on the way back.
On the way back.
We did that 2 years ago when we went down together. We listened to Southeastern.
Yes.
For like one of the first times it had just come out. And Mike and I went down there in the car and had a great man moment listening to that together.
It was very mannish.
Yeah.
I was in the car, so, you know, it had to be.
Awesome.
Well, enough about you two.
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. There we go. Let's go again.
Start.
Finish. Hi, Mike.
I'll say, how's it going?
Hey. We have Mike Kirkendall with us.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Thanks for being here.
Nice to be here.
Excellent.
Thanks for joining us in the Helm, Mike.
Yeah.
This is awesome. We've got a new record of yours to talk about now on Fluff and Gravy Records.
Yep.
And lots of shows coming up to promote it, so we're psyched to hear about that.
Thanks.
That'll be rad. Mike's going to play a few tunes for us as well.
Yes, he is.
Mike, noted musician from Kansas through San Francisco to us here in Portland. So he's a real local treasure. And we're happy to have him in the Helm tonight.
Yes, we are.
Right on. Hey, Mike.
Through the magic of Facebook, we all arranged this in 10 minutes maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, there's some quickness.
Mike, tell us how the record came together, because we loved the last one that was out a couple years ago on Fluff and Gravy, and now you're back with a new one.
Yeah, it was kind of similar. I didn't really have a plan, other than the plan this time was to keep it more stripped down and less geared towards a band performing it, because I didn't have a band and haven't been using a band for the last few years, and so I was like, well, I don't foresee myself having a band, so maybe I'll kind of try to keep it close to the bone and find the beauty in that. So that was the only really difference. Otherwise, it's just like, oh, and I allowed myself to record covers this time. Yeah. So, you know, I just kind of, anything went, you know. Yeah.
What were some of the covers you did?
I did a Thin White Rope song. I did a Roger Miller song. Carlos Forrester song, Roger Waters, Sid Barrett. Let's see. Is that it?
I think that's it. I think you covered it beautifully. Well, you mentioned kind of not doing it with a band, and that's something that you do out live. You have, I think, what you call the kit.
The rig.
The rig, right. And I've seen it. The electronics and amplifiers are all attached, stacked on a, what do you call that? A
rolling dolly.
Yeah, a rolling dolly, and then sort of half a drum kit.
Sears Outlet store is where I got the rolling dolly.
Yeah.
Excellent value.
Cool. Right on. And then
plug for Sears there.
You got like a wash tub kick drum.
Essentially, it's a 16-inch can.
You know,
a head fit on one side of it. Right. Yeah.
And then you play guitar and sing and play the drum kit and often move the knobs at the same time.
I can't help myself.
It's fun to watch, though. and so it's kind of like a one-man band kind of a thing.
Yeah. I don't really like that term, but that's the best way to describe it. That term makes me think of honking horns and too many gimmicks. I'm just trying to...
Crashing cymbals on the back.
Ching, yeah, exactly.
Ching. Yeah.
I like to say I just use everything I got. You know, why not put something underneath my feet if I'm going to tap them anyway, you know?
So. Yeah. Excellent.
Right on. And then the record sort of reflects a little bit of that?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hold real strict to it, but a fair amount of it was done on the rig with my live setup, and then others were just done on an acoustic guitar and vocal, and got a little bit of embellishing, but not too much, you know.
Do you have any guest stars on your album?
Guest stars.
I have a couple guests, but and they're stars in my mind, but they're not like stars. They're not famous people, I should say,
right.
But they're really good. Tyler Tornfelt played bass guitar.
He was in Sally Ford.
He was in Sally Ford.
Sound Outside.
Sound Outside, yeah.
And fantastic. Younger brother of?
younger brother of Annalisa Tornfelt.
That's as close to rock star as you get.
Yeah, pretty dang close.
Fuck yeah.
And Anna Shelton sang harmonies on a song from Flash Flood and the Dykes and a bunch of other stuff too.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So it's pretty much just me this time. That's a little different too, I guess.
How much time were you spending in the studio with was all of it at Fluff and Gravy, or were you doing...
None of it was at Fluff and Gravy. It was mostly, since I have a kind of a home studio at home, it was mostly at my place.
Cool.
And then a couple tracks got recorded at a place called Bungalow 9.
Okay.
Danny O'Hanlon here in town.
Right on.
Nice studio.
Excellent. It come together all pretty well then. Especially when it kind of under your time and your management, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I worked hard on it. I wouldn't say it was efficient, you know. But eventually, it was efficient enough.
Yep.
Little doggy.
Hi, Sadie. Welcome to the podcast.
Sadie's here.
Oh, and she...
Can you hear that?
The jingle and the jangle. Sorry about the interruption.
Well, Mike, I remember you sort of... I don't know how this story... comes off. Maybe you probably tell it better, but sort of where your musical worlds collided when you were a child in the middle of America, and how it was like Hank Williams collides with like the Beatles and like a supernova goes off in your mind or something. You know, I kind of have a romantic vision of it. You told this story before, but kind of...
I probably won't tell it the same.
Right.
The basic facts are, I was in really rural small town Kansas. Farm country, and I was the youngest by a long ways. My two older brothers and sister were more products of the 60s, and I was more a product of the 70s, or you know, I graduated high school in 81, so my dad just liked country music, you know, and he didn't really approve of rock and roll or any of that kind of stuff, but I liked country music too.
Yeah,
but then they started playing me, like, you know, I started finding some, like, their Left Behind records, like, which would be pretty tame stuff because they took the really good stuff with them when they left the house. But
sure.
I ended up getting Monkees records and Paul Revere and the Raiders records and stuff like that, and boxes of 45s, like Frigid Pink and, Yummy, 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 all the bubblegum songs. And I was like, ooh, this stuff's good too, you know?
Right, yeah.
And so I listened to that, and then eventually my sister, you know, turned me on to the Beatles, and I'd go to her house and listen to her Beatles records and stuff like that. And I knew I had to get some of those. So this is all very young, you know, 10 years old or something like that.
Sure.
Elton John was the greatest hit. It was the first record I bought, you know.
Sure.
Going to the TGNY and little box of records.
What we see in your sets, you have a unique way of trying to kind of do covers and put your own kind of spin on them. But what I love is the breadth of the time frame that you cover. I mean, it's a lot of Hank. First time I ever saw you play at Landmark, it was Hank's birthday, and Leslie was up there with her band, and you were walking through, and she goes, "Hey, Mike, you know any Hank songs?" You're like, "I might know a couple," and then like 40 minutes later, you had run through like 8 in a row or something, and the whole bar was like transfixed. It was kind of classic, but Hank, Beatles, Floyd, see a lot of different kind of...
Yeah, well, you know,
I've Wichita been
paying attention for a long time, so yeah. I've had time to, you know, go through a few different phases, and I'm still in all of them, really, you know.
Right on.
Wichita Lineman, you know, that's more of a song that I just like because of it. Well, it's a great song, and then...
Jimmy Webb.
Yeah, Jimmy Webb, and I was... You grew up 35 miles from Wichita, so that's our little town anthem, you know?
A nod to the lineman.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell.
On that note, when you're not, like, researching other music or trying to find something new, what is, like, a couple of, like, your go-tos that you just... I can always just put it on and be like, that's where I want to be at that moment. And
oh, you know, pretty predictable, I suppose. If, you know, like... Beatles stuff and solo John Lennon stuff, you know. I mean, I've heard it enough probably, but I can always put it on and enjoy it.
That's,
you know,
that's what I'm asking. Yeah. It's always
it holds up pretty good. And Hank Williams stuff too, you know. Yeah. It's really great. Towns Van Zandt, always solid, but a little dark for me sometimes, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peretta. Well, why don't we hear something?
Yeah.
You got something from the new record you can play for us, Mike?
Sure, man.
Awesome, man. We got everything all. That's right.
I did a cover of this Syd Barrett song. When I woke up today and hold on a shit. When I woke up today and you weren't there to play, then I wanted to be with you. When you showed me your eyes, whispered love at the skies, then I wanted to stay with you. Inside me I feel alone and unreal, and the way you kiss will always be a very special thing to me. When I lay still at night, seeing stars high in light, then I wanted to be with you. When the rooftop shone dark, all alone saw a spark, spark of love just to stay with you. Inside me I feel alone and unreal, and the way you kiss will always be a very special thing to me. Mention your name, turn around on a chain, then the sky opens up for you. When we grew very tall, when I saw you so small, then I wanted to stay with you. Inside me I feel alone and unreal, and the way you kiss will always be a very special thing to me.
Nice, Mike.
Thanks.
That was great. A lot of fun. So, did you start playing guitar first, or another instrument, or
drums?
Drums.
Yeah, awesome. I think I wanted to play guitar, but it was like you know, you had to pick something that was in the high school band.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Yeah. I didn't have guitar in the high school band. And I like drums a lot too.
Would you give us a list? What I like about, we're always excited sometimes when we find out, like, you're out on the road with somebody. When you're not doing this stuff, you get picked up and go out with groups and get to do the touring thing. Yeah. Tell us about some of the bands you've been out with.
Well, the most famous ones are M. Ward and She and Him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've also got to do a European tour with Richmond Fontaine.
Nice.
I've filled in with Fernando's band a little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, mostly the first two.
Right on. And now that it's funny because it just recently he retired though. You got to do a Letterman.
I got to do five
Lettermans. How was all that?
Incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
Because I liked that show.
Yeah.
And I'd seen really good stuff on that growing up.
Yeah.
And and it's the Ed Sullivan Theater, you know, being a Beatles nut, you know.
Right.
Don't care as much about Elvis, but he was good too. And, you know, that was the place where they wouldn't show him from the waist, you know, down, you know.
Yep. Right, yeah.
Uh-oh, my guitar's out too.
Yeah.
So that was pretty great. Excellent. And I didn't fall down, you know?
Right. somebody only sees it from the TV side of things. Do you get a chance to actually meet him, or is it just kind of the handshake at the end? And
him, not so much.
Yeah.
Handshake at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
cool.
By the point we started playing him, I don't think he was coming to rehearsals anymore.
Right. You know? Right. Exactly. Passerby. Cool.
Yeah. That's very cool. Now, you've gone, you've done a lot of touring with M, and he gets these kind of three-man tours and shows in like places like India.
Yeah.
And you've gone around the world with this guy, haven't you?
I know. Went to India. That's the most exotic, probably. Yeah. Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And all over Europe, of course, and Mexico, you know, Canada, of course, you know. Where else?
Yeah.
Forgetting something. No, that's probably about it.
Yeah. And that band is Scott McPherson playing drums, and you got a history.
It has been recently. Yeah. Rachel Blumberg played some drums too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Cool. And then, when we see you with what we'd call a band, it's still not like a full band, or at least we haven't. But in the past, you played, you know, and Old Joe Clark's was
full band.
Full band.
And I had a full band here for a long time, too. We never released a record. It's called The Golden Shag.
Oh, okay.
From about 2005 until 2011 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too hard.
Yeah.
Those guys, they were awesome, and we're still friends, and we still played it. I mean, Scott Hampton plays the Landmark shows with me. You know,
right.
And that Scott DeMay comes in and plays drums, so they were both in it.
All right.
Yeah.
And Scott DeMay, is he in the Old Light?
Yep.
Yeah, he's the Old Light drummer. Some cool bands.
He's my drummer first.
Yeah.
And don't you forget it.
Don't you forget
it. Did you play with Old Light recently?
Oh, yeah, and I played with Old Light. Yeah, but I haven't got any tours with them.
Right. But kind of guitar duties. Do people know the Garth story? You guys know Garth Clifford from Old Light. He kind of switched instruments.
Because he messed up his hand.
Yeah, he broke his hand, was it?
Or he cut it real bad.
And so he decided to do all the Old Light stuff on keyboards.
And he's a great keyboard player. Yeah.
And he liked it so much that he's not going back to guitar. And so he called this guy to play some guitar. I love the notion. Yeah. Right on. Now, that's a whole other thing. Because what was better about Old Light than just putting your face right in front of Garth's amp and just going... You know.
Yeah.
Blow me away, dude.
Oh, I know.
It is rad, but now he's doing this whole other thing, and it's pretty cool.
Right. Right.
Well, it's nice when you got this guy under speed dial to call up and
for it. Yeah, you think he could come over? That'll work. So tell us about the shows you have coming up, especially here locally, because I think we've got the dates on a sheet somewhere, but we'll repeat these.
Well, I'll just run you through them.
Yeah.
July 18th, I'm going to play a big show, part of Pabst. Project Pabst, where they're having Fernando Visconti's band and Jeremy Wilson band and myself at the Doug Fir. So that'll be a big to-do.
Great.
Saturday night. And then the next day I'm playing Music Millennium for an in-store at 3 p.m. and then headed over to the Landmark for a unhappy hour between 6 and 8.
Oh, so you're doing Sunday unhappy hour?
Sunday unhappy hour.
Awesome.
And then Monday I'm backing up two poets, Matt Love and Tim Sproul at Powell's. They both have new books, and they're doing readings. And
cool.
Tim and I did some. This won't be me playing my own stuff, but I'm there.
Yeah.
And and then Tuesday, big summer solstice party at Fluff and Gravy Studios, I think. House show.
Saw that posting.
Yeah. And then Wednesday we head up to Seattle. Play Vermilion, and then Thursday come back down and play Kelly's Olympian.
All right, and that's with Annalisa.
Mm-hmm. Annalisa and
Carlos Forster.
Carlos again, yeah. And
Virgin of the Birds.
And Virgin of the Birds from Seattle. And then the next night we go to Salem with Annalisa and Carlos and myself and play the Governor's Cup Coffee Roasters down there. It's a nice little place. And then Saturday come back and play the Laurel Thirst with Carlos and James Lowe.
Tell us a little bit about Carlos, because you've covered him on the new record, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in San Francisco, I was working in the studio, recording in the studio. You know, I had a job, but we were making an Old Joe Clark's record, the first one, and after one of the sessions, the engineer said, let me play you this stuff on this guy I'm going to be recording, and it was like cassette four-track stuff, and he just put it in a cassette, mixed down tape from Carlos. It was Carlos, and we're just talking, and man, about every two or three songs, something had just hit me hard, you know. It's like, this is great. And I said, can I take this home? So I went home and dubbed it, you know, and then brought it back to him. And I remember driving around listening to it in the car for a little while and trying to figure out. I was like, oh, I need to go see this guy live. And so I went and saw him play live. He was playing at a laundromat. You know, it was called the Brainwash, and that you could, you know, it was one of those places where you can do your laundry in one side and drink beer in the other side. But
genius.
Yeah, yeah. And the beer side had music that they piped the PA stuff through the laundromat. Yeah. So, you know, forced everybody in the laundromat to listen to the live performer.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm sure it was really a great mix too, you know. But but I was in the room with Carlos, and we chatted, and we became good friends, and that's actually who introduced me to M. Ward, because he was an old college friend and musical friend. So
cool. And is he from in San Francisco?
He's still in San Francisco.
Okay, cool. Right on, man.
Sweet.
There was a college that had a laundromat bar, and you never did your laundry there because people vomited inside the machine.
Oh, so no.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm not doing my laundry there ever.
But a great place to see music.
Yeah, and go drink.
Jeez.
Yikes. Yeah.
That's a college bar. I mean, college kids will vomit wherever they can.
That plan does not work at a college. I know you're going for the laundry market, but you're also there's a lot that comes with that. College kids.
Zoinks.
They used to have something similar to that in Eugene. It was a bar, laundromat, and video store with VHS. I'm not sure if it's there anymore, but it's a pretty good idea. Like, wait for your laundry to get done.
One third of that's not there anymore. Probably the VHS.
It's dead right up.
Right.
Hey, Mike, play us another tune.
Yeah, we'd love to hear something.
All right.
What do you play? What's this one?
Well, it's pretty obvious because I sing the title about 20 times in the song. So I think I'm just going to sing that. The first line of the song is the title.
Is this your own tune?
This is my own tune.
All right. Great. Enjoy.
You don't have to treat you that way. That's no way to treat you. So do what you gotta do. One thing I know to be true is you don't have to treat you that way. That's no way to beat you. And you don't have to treat you that way. Make hay while the sky is still blue. You win some and lose a few, but you don't have to treat you that way. Takes all the night. Might you favor the light? No, it's okay. You don't have to treat you that way.
Beautiful song, Mike.
Thank you.
That was really good. That was really good. I'd like to pay forward a compliment to you. Whenever anyone I talk to in the circle of our musician friends, if your name comes up, everybody's just like, what a great guy. And You're like Mr. Nice Guy in town, and a musician, and you seem to always like remember everybody's names. And, yeah, you know, and you're just a very kind person, and I just want to when you get mentioned, people always have the nicest things to say. So,
it's true.
And we're all super pleased that you came down to talk to us. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for turning the AC on for me too.
Yeah, packed it down. Yeah, it's hot.
It has been.
I don't like this heat. All right, so when will the record actually be out and available to everybody?
July 17.
Right around the corner.
All right.
Yeah. When this comes out, it's this week.
It's been making some headway out there, and I'm sure the reviews will be pouring in.
At will it be Music Millennium?
Yep.
Perfect. All the usual spots.
Folks can check it out.
Yeah. You guys all know how to use that computer out there, so, you know, find them on...
Yeah, ordered from Fluff and Gravy.
Yeah, get her direct.
Yeah, there you go.
Pay your label. I mean, trust your label.
Trust your label with your money.
Actually, right. Actually, if you send us a private email, we will give you the address of Shepsky's house, and you can just go pick it up straight from there.
Yeah, straight from. Excellent.
Just knock on the front door. It's all cool.
I'm here to pick up my record. Well, once again, Mike, thank you very much. Appreciate you having here and playing us a couple songs. And we're going to play a couple more tracks to keep pushing this up a little bit. Looks like we've got... Space Bar Blues?
Space Baker Blues.
Excuse me, I don't have my...
Space Bar Blues is not a bad one, though.
Yeah, I don't have
like that. I like that.
That's the blues band in Star Wars, you know. At the end of the night, they get a little bluesy.
Yeah. And then also looks like we've got In the Summertime pumped in here, so we're going to play a couple of those songs.
Roger Miller cover. There.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right.
Cool. Well, perfect for the season.
Great.
Super.
Well, thanks for coming down. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank
here we go.
Everybody right. Enjoy.
Get ready. Matthew Lindley. You're listening to the That Much Further West podcast.
gonna be my last.
CW. I own. And that's how you say it, by the way.
I own. CW. I own. From New Mexico.
Yep. Wawa Festival last year. And
alumni.
What I would like to say is a friend.
Yes.
What a great guy.
He had. I think out of all the acts that were there, he had the best time out of all of them.
It was so much fun. He just pulled up. Do you remember this, too? He had a tent. It parked him kind of weirdly in the field there. And then he realized his tent didn't have the top. There's kind of that what catches the dew and that kind of stuff. So
the rain guard?
Yeah. He had just a screen. So he's in this tent. So as soon as the sun came up, it was just like barreling on him. So, I mean, tents suck for that reason whatsoever, but yeah. Then he had no cover.
Oh.
It must have been fun at night just to kind of look up at the stars, right? But then
he had the cover of PBR.
But he never flinched. He got up and was like, good morning, everybody. And
yeah, he was great. He
circled the camp, and he went down to the swimming hole one day.
Like you're getting me stoked for Wildwood, buddy.
Yeah, he's just great. And, you know, it just seems like that we get that special little find every year of, you know, meeting somebody new and having a good time. And
great voice, amazing songwriter.
Yeah, yeah. And then just kind of the click because we're all on that same page kind of deal.
We got to pull that interview out of the can and play it one day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
That's one of the few
sadly,
we got last
never,
year.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
God damn it.
Anyway.
Anyways, AC Dub.
Yeah, we heard New Heartless Bastards.
Yep,
there.
Black Clown.
I've been waiting for this record for a while, and they're going to be here in October.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Looking forward to that.
I'm sorry, the entire time we were gone, we only played two. Oh,
no, we played
thank
two
you.
Mike songs
thanks,
and Matthew
thanks,
Lindley.
Thank
as well.
You for covering my butt there.
Yeah, we played two new songs from Mike Kirkendall's record, which is called Half Past, Present, and Pending.
Yes.
And you'll want to order that on
very
Fluffy Gravy
time.
Records. Thanks, Mike, for a fantastic job. It's great visiting with him. He said some really cool stuff. The Letterman stuff was just gold.
Nice I just, you know, all of a sudden I was just like, you know what? This guy has been on national television.
So,
and, maybe, and I thought maybe two times.
Well,
he's like, no, it's five.
Yeah,
maybe it's just me, but the way he told the story about his siblings and everyone leaving the records, it was like an Almost Famous type of type of story.
It was also
and
very
I
want
to give these to you.
Yeah. Here's your new world laid out in front of you. Listen to these records.
Yeah.
These are your new friends.
Oh, let's go up and watch that right now.
Okay.
I am from the exact same generation. I had older brothers and sisters. I'm the youngest. The record collection in my basement was the leftover stuff that everybody left when they, you know, and it was some of the cooler stuff and cool iconic records that really burned into my brain that way. Like I was at the Milwaukee Public Library the other day, Mike, and I saw on CD "The World Is a Ghetto" by War, that record cover is so iconic to me. It just brings back this amazing flood of childhood memories of going through my older brothers and sisters' record collections, you know? And so he was killing me with that stuff, too. That was rad.
That was a great interview.
Awesome.
Good job, guys.
Good stuff, dudes. So Mike's got shows coming up, and there's a bunch of other shows, too.
Yeah, we were going to maybe tap around here a little bit. I'm going to get the old cheaters on here. Let's see.
Pokey Lafarge.
Yeah. Cahalen Morrison and Country Hammer. That is a great show.
At the Doug Fir, and that is on the 15th, which is Monday?
Yes.
No, 12,
that's 13, Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay.
Yep.
Wednesday.
And the next night, you know, this is that night we were talking about now, the Thursday.
Yeah.
The
16th
right?
is.
Yeah, the 16th is insane. Banditos, Aaron Lee Tazjan, Pat Kearns, Ray Vietti.
Matt Woods, Mike Dameron.
Those are all three different shows. Not the same show, but they're around town.
Yeah, Matt Woods and Mike Dameron are at the American Legion on Alberta.
Yes, not on here.
I haven't Good quite memory. Figured out where that show is.
It's at the American
that's
Legion.
Why I haven't put it on the podcast list, because it's some American Legion, that's all I know.
Well, did you say Alberta? The Alberta one?
Yeah, the one. Yeah, the one that looks like a half dome.
I don't know, but
yeah, yeah. So
you've driven by it 100 times, and
right on.
If, Okay, you guys, Pine State Biscuits, back one block. There.
Pine Street, yeah.
Everybody knows. Quonset Hut, by the way, that's okay. Called. Look at me. Look at me.
Yes.
Q Hut. Quonset Hut. That's what you call those buildings.
It's the metal top building.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Q Hut. Quonsets.
It's not a Q. I don't see no Q there.
Oh, We're going to
fight.
I'm coming across.
So Michael just like Dean the Green Dameron, Dragon. Yeah. With hey, Matt Woods, Adam
let
Lee.
Let the Bears fight for a second.
That'll be fantastic. I'm looking forward to...
He's trying to move the show along there.
Looking forward to hanging with those guys at Wildwood.
Yes, that'll be
Deception Pass, Landmark.
Deception Pass, we played them on the podcast a little earlier. Cool, fun band from Seattle. I asked Freddie Luongo if he knows those guys. He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's roped up to sing with them all the time. And,
I think this other guy
is
pretty new. I think his name's John Cougar.
Cougar, Johnny Cougar.
Johnny Cougar, yeah. He's playing at the Schnitz.
Mellencamp's at the Schnitz? What night is that?
On the 21st.
Dude, look, we're back in town. We should all go.
Oh, rad. I love Coug.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, put it all aside, people. I mean, seriously. That is one of the greatest of all times.
No
seriously.
Doubt about it.
Matter of fact, boy, did you guys see he did one of the last Letterman shows? And he did the song, what I call the Scotland Bar song.
Oh.
Man, he killed it. He killed it. He's one of the guys.
Beautiful.
And let's see.
Oh, Wildwood. There's Wildwood.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, Wildwood.
So next weekend, the podcast will be down at the Wildwood.
This coming weekend.
And, yeah, this coming weekend.
Yes.
Come join us.
Yes,
come meet us.
22nd.
We're in Oregon.
Sheridan, Oregon. There's still tickets left. Camp. You can camp somewhere near us.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes, you can cuddle in with us.
You might not want to camp next to me. I snore pretty loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna put the tent trailer further out,
especially when I start drinking.
I did all right with Mike last year. We were just next door, and I just got loaded enough.
2 years ago.
Last year you were
swimming with the turtles.
I was. I was having my psychedelic.
Is that where
Sturgill freak out?
Yeah, is that where Sturgill got his name
exactly,
for that?
Yeah. I did come back with a turtle hat.
Yeah, yeah.
People were like, "Is that a Sturgill hat?"
Yeah,
exactly. Louis Longmire and the Left Coast Roasters with News Dudes at the Spare Room on the 25th.
Ah, back up 1 second. 22nd, Lois Pair, Harm Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
The old Harmon Brothers at the Mississippi Studios.
That is the night before Ray comes in to hang out with us.
Sweet.
Oh, hang out with you two. I'll be hanging out in Morrissey.
Nice. And there goes Philly.
Yeah, Philly's out. He might have to pee or something. He's getting some more
beer.
More beverages.
And then as we get into town here, I want to notice as we get closer into Deep Blues Fest Northwest,
yes,
a lot of the guys that are playing up there are sneaking in a Portland show.
Yes, Slim Cessna.
Slim Cessna, Mike D.
Possessed by Paul James.
Yeah, that's the 31st. Or actually, Jesus Christ, both those nights?
Yeah, both.
That's the same night.
The same night, yep.
And technically, the 31st is start. It's usually a campfire night at Deep Blues, and then it kicks off the whole next day.
So what we're trying to say, folks, is so much fucking great music coming to Portland or the Portland area, or I'm sure whatever town you live in that you're listening to us from, all these shows, except for the local bands, are coming your way. Slim's on tour. PPJ's on tour.
American Aquarium.
American Aquarium's on tour. Jason Isbell's on tour. John Mellencamp's on tour. Matt
Have
Woods
gone
is
with
on
travel.
Tour. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so excited about that show.
That's badass.
Matt Woods is on tour.
Have they played here before?
Not since I've known who they are.
Yeah.
And new record coming out shortly,
new record
too.
Coming
oh, my God. That is.
Exciting.
I did not even.
Yeah, Billy just dropped that bad boy on there.
Boom.
That'll be much of our August, just playing that new record.
www.tmfwpodcast.com. Click on the Live Music Portland tab, and you can check it all out. And you can check out all our past episodes, our 5 or 6 record reviews that we haven't done.
We haven't done one at all this year.
We're due. Maybe the Isbell record will finally create enough juice.
Jason Isbell, very good.
Yeah.
Buy this record.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Recommended if you like music.
Music. If you have any musical soul whatsoever.
Do you have a pulse? Buy this fucking record. Boom.
Nice.
Record review drop.
Yeah, boom. I'm out.
And get Mike's record. It's awesome. Mike Kirkendall's got a new record out, man. Kick ass. Here's my quick review of that. Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Really listenable.
We should
awesome
do, we
stuff
should do
as
like
usual
a,
from him.
You know, a 5-word review. That'll be our new thing. 5 words and less.
Oh.
That's a thought.
That's about what I get paid per word for these. So
actually we have to
that's
pay
about
to come,
right, yeah.
We have to pay to come here. We have to buy whiskey and beer to get in the door usually.
That, well, yeah.
Most of the time.
But you get to drink it.
Yeah, I get a text on the way. We're dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, the deal is when I come back with my agent to renegotiate, there's gonna be some aardvark involved. I want a monthly stipend of aardvark negotiated in. I'll be happy to bring beer, the occasional jug of Old Crow, but
the best is the night we all showed up with a jug of Old Crow.
Oh my God, those are the nights. Those are the nights.
You mean like tonight?
Yeah. Let's not forget, every guest does go home with their bottle of
Secret Aardvark.
Secret Aardvark hot sauce.
Captain Chris Solar remembered to give my kiss.
He's always taking care of us, that guy.
And there's a terrific buzz in the room tonight. We were talking about it's a little bit of a light crowd for us at the helm, but there's a lot going on.
It's very hot.
Folks are out getting to their festivals, but we're doing just fine in terms of excellent scenery and fine times here in the helm. So music's been sensational. Our guest was great.
Yeah.
Solar seems engaged.
Sadie's
tails wagging.
Sadie's MVP so far.
Chad's got a nice new do.
Oh yeah, that's something.
Chad Lanning from Fluff and Gravy Records.
My God,
he's got a soul patch.
He's done on me.
The famous photographer.
Oh my God,
what?
He is doing the sneaking out. The drummer from Sneaking Out.
Don't know. I've never seen.
Oh shit, you guys! I'm gonna pull up pictures. I'm gonna do it right now. He's the drummer from Sneaking Out.
Is that Travis Bickle?
Well, it's a pickle tickle. That's for damn sure.
Look at this guy. Yeah. What the hell, Chad? What are you thinking? Anyway,
let's play some new music.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Hey, we got some Shovels and Rope, Stono River Blues, Swearingen's off the new album.
Yes.
God, one of the greats, John Moreland, Cherokee. And then we might check in with you one more time. No, we will check in with you one more time. Yep.
We'll be back.
All right, enjoy.
Boom.
Don't get caught in the mud when the tide. For poison, I've given up on ever being well, and I keep mining the horizon, digging for lies I've yet to tell. And I wish you were here to
softly say my name and calm down all the chemicals tearing through my brain. I don't think I've missed you this much since I was 17. I'd call in the morning, but I think this is a dream. Cherokee. See you shining through the treetops, but I don't feel you pulling strings anymore. I still use your old alarm clock. Every morning I get further off the course. And don't I hear you speaking in the noises in this house? Airplanes flying over, shaking all my secrets out. But darling, tell me something I don't already know. I'm aware of where to find you. It hurts too bad to go to Cherokee. You're talking to the dead in Cherokee.
Ridiculously good is that.
He's great.
I just I will never stop gushing about him and his songwriting and the joy he brings me from his sadness.
Is that, is anybody more beloved among the songwriters?
No.
In the modern era.
No.
I mean, they all just is, get behind this guy.
This
and they're
is
like,
this is the guy. Yeah, everybody, yeah. You should be listening to this guy. You know, he just—I don't remember where, and I apologize, but he just did an opening set for Isbell someplace on the road. So how sick would that be?
Yeah, how big an endorsement do you need?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
On that same level, did you guys just see the Waylon tribute?
I knew that's where you were going.
Yeah, yeah. Sturgill.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I saw the
I
set list and
either.
Who was performing and stuff. And wow, nice little lineup there.
Huge lineup.
Well, they're coming out of Willie's Picnic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there was the show in Austin for Willie's Usual.
Yep, the fourth.
And then did you see the, was it Billy Bob's thing in Fort Worth where AA was?
Yeah, so like the next day or the same weekend.
American Aquarium played?
Yeah.
Turnpike Troubadours, Merle Haggard.
The two bills.
AA, yeah.
The competing bills,
oh,
one
really?
In Austin, one in Dallas,
wow.
were just through the ceiling.
And yeah, Willie's thing was just
out of control. I think Turnpike Troubadours actually headlined the Billy Bob thing. That's how big they are down there.
Fantastic. Yeah, good for those guys.
That, and then Willie's thing had Jason Isbell and Sturgill Simpson and Merle Haggard.
In a row.
Yeah.
Just like boom, boom, just boom, 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 boom. Fireworks.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, you know, that'll be something.
And like Eric Church and Casey Musgraves and all these great Nashville-oriented, edgy country artists.
We can ask Mr. Reverend Michael Sean Cummins.
Yeah, he went.
He was at the Willie Barbecue.
Yeah, totally was. He posted some great pictures. That was good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I'm sure he said inappropriate things, but you know.
No. No.
We would expect nothing more.
Gay Jesus and stuff like that.
Stuff about that. I think he posted something about, like, the other day.
There was
an article about, was Jesus gay? And, of course, Michael shared it immediately.
Everybody. It's quite possible he was.
Yes.
An ass.
Mm.
There you go.
All right. Well, we've got three more songs.
Do we now?
We do. But what a great episode.
Yeah.
A ton of fun. Great people down here. Again.
Thank you,
brother.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
Thanks to the guests for coming down, hanging out.
Thanks, everybody.
The Peanut Gallery always makes this a lot of fun.
Thanks to Captain Chris Solar for taking some shots.
Yeah. Thanks for Sadie for always being everybody's friend.
Not liquor shots.
And you guys, again, reminder, just like we have it on our website, we've been preaching it to you over the microphones, but so much great music, and it's summertime. I don't know if you guys know this or recognize this, but everybody piles in the summer so they could be off for their Thanksgiving, Christmas. They just do a shit ton of shows. So there's so much good stuff is happening and coming.
Also, most of their kids go back to school in September, so they've got to be there.
Right, good point. Exactly.
Did you guys see Patterson Hood's piece about the Confederate flag ran in the New York Times today?
No. Oh, no kidding.
Must read.
Okay.
Check it out.
Yeah.
No.
Sensational.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's out there, folks.
So what do we got coming up there?
The new EP from Shane Sweeney, Nobody Asked to Be Born. I was so excited I picked this. I went through all the 2Cal merch at the show, and I was just like, have most of this. Some of this is like, okay, not appealing, but I didn't have the new EP, and it was up for sale. So been listening to that quite a bit. And then Hillstomp, again, a little nod to the old Wildwood, 15 White Horses, and to the Fluff and the Gravy.
Yes.
Little nod.
He's like, I got no headphones on. What are you talking about?
We're going to load up some Hillstomp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we don't have access to the new record yet, but positive songs for negative people.
Frank Turner.
Frank Turner's going to be coming out real soon, but I went back to just the classic I Still Believe. That song just gets me amped up every friggin' time I hear it. So, awesome.
Great way to close the show.
Yeah, so that'll be a power pop one to get out of here. So
we'll see you at the end of the week in Wildwood.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, listen, we'll be putting out interviews and stuff like that, and a lot of special stuff coming from Wildwood. So
I have no idea
from Wildwood, but after Wildwood is over,
they got any kind of like a Wi-Fi station there?
No.
And I don't have a problem with that.
No. Nope.
Fuck, what we could do with that? Anyway,
yeah, I mean, put them out as we go.
Yeah.
But we will be putting them out after we get them all come back.
Post.
Yeah, post.
10-4, friends.
Hey, as always, thanks for listening to the podcast. We appreciate you, and we'll see you the next time we're out there.
See you then.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Tried to fight all of his pain. He walked through the halls, keeping people afraid. And the homecoming queen, the three kids that they had, And I'll have a habit for a mother, a ghost for a dad. Guess they still whisper his name, but nobody asked to be born, to wander the dark, wondering what you're here for. Nobody asked to be born, nobody asked to be born. John put that gun in his mouth, the whole town so proud the day that he shipped out. Well, his body came home, but his nerves they did not. It took a hero's courage to fire that shot. Now there's a flag blowing over his grave, but nobody asked to be born, to wander the dark, wondering what you're here for. Nobody asked to be born, nobody asked to be born. They said, bury it deep, boy, you should be ashamed. But she left the door open for the whole world to see that every man and every woman can be who they feel they should be. And that you don't have to kill to be brave. Nobody asked to be born, to wander the dark, wondering what you're here for. Nobody asked to be born, nobody asked to be born. Nobody asked to be born. Nobody asked to be born.
Have mercy. journeyman. Hey, yay, hey, yay, my sisters and my brethren, the time is coming near. Come, yay, to soulless corporate sucker stops. Come, yay, to toilet sucking touring stops. Come, yay, to bedrooms, bars, and bunker squats, the sound. It was rock and roll. Rock and roll.